One of the most intriguing stories from the Irish fighting in the American Civil War is that of Albert Cashier, or Arapahoe reports now, on the life of a private in the 95th Illinois Infantry who started out in Claharhead, County Louth, as a woman called Jenny Hodgers.
I never suspected anything of that kind. I know that Cashier was the shortest person in the company. I think he did not have to shave. When I was examined for enlistment, I was not stripped, and a woman would not have had any trouble in passing the examination.
At the outbreak of the American Civil War, about 1.6 million Irish people lived in America. Just under 200,000 of them went to war, about 150,000 for the Union and 20,000 for the Confederates. But not all of these Irish fighters in an American war were men. There are stories of Irish women who chose to take part in the conflict.
Lots of them decided to go to the front with their men. So we have a fascinating case of this woman called Irish Molly. We don't know her full name. She went with the Irish Brigade to the front, and she comes up again and again in soldiers' memoirs. When the Irish Brigade were under artillery fire at a place called White Oak Swamp, she was wandering around with her umbrella, smacking them in the rear end to make sure they stayed in position.
This is Damien Shields, archaeologist, historian and author of The Irish in the American Civil War.
Another one of the most famous was Mary Sophia Hill, who was from Dublin, and she lived in New Orleans in Louisiana. And she had an argument with her brother in New Orleans. And the brother in a huff stormed off and joined the 6th Louisiana Infantry, Confederate regiment. And she was horrified by this because she felt her brother didn't have what it took to survive in the army. He was too frail. So she followed him to the army, and then throughout the war again, spends a lot of time serving, helping soldiers in the Confederacy. And she became known as the Florence Nightingale of the Confederacy.
But all of these Irish women went to the front as women.
They didn't disguise themselves, not like one certain Albert D.J. Cashier, who enlisted in 1862 in Illinois.
Albert Cashier fought in the Western Theatre of War as part of the 95th Illinois Infantry.
Fought in some of the most horrendous battles of the conflict, marched across thousands of miles of territory, and all the while nobody knew that Albert's actual name was Jenny Hodgers from Claharhead in County Louth.
Albert's sergeant in the 95th Illinois was Charles W. Ives. He never suspected that Albert was in fact a woman.
Al did all the regular duties. Not knowing that she was a girl, I assigned her to picket duty and to carry water just as all the men did. One time, we went into barracks at what is now known as Camp Grant. All the bunks were double, but over in the one corner there was a single cot. Cashier asked me if she might have the cot. I consented and thought nothing of it.
She was quite incredible. I mean, depending on there's different accounts as to why she chose to dress as a man. Some say that when she came to the United States first, her uncle got her a job in a shoe factory, but you had to pretend to be a man in it. One of her comrades later recounted that Albert had told him that she had been working as a farmer for a year before the war and joined because of the excitement of it and wanted to experience everything that all the men were experiencing.
As part of the 95th Illinois Infantry, Private Albert Cashier marched across Mississippi, Louisiana, Missouri and Tennessee and fought in more than 40 battles. After the war, he worked as a handyman in Sonoman in Illinois. He never reverted back to being Jenny Hodgers.
And it wasn't until 1911 that he was first discovered as a woman. He was working for a local senator when the senator's automobile broke Albert's leg. And during the medical examination, the doctor discovered that Albert was a woman. And to the credit of the senator and the doctor, both agreed that they wouldn't say anything about it, that they would keep it quiet.
At the age of 66, Albert went to a soldiers and sailors home in Quincy, Illinois. The staff were aware that Albert was a woman and agreed to discretion. But 2 years later, in 1913, Albert's true identity was revealed to the media and became a sensational story. One reporter, in the midst of the media storm, visited Albert.
I had expected to meet an Amazon. A woman who had fought in the death grapple of a nation and had lived and toiled as a man through half a century should be big and strong and masculine. And when I entered her hospital ward, there rose and came to meet me, in her faded soldier's uniform, just a little frail, sweet-faced old lady, who might be anybody's grandmother.
It was unfortunate in many ways that it happened. Albert wasn't really aware at the time that it was happening because, as I say, his mind was wandering a bit. And everybody who was in the home really made sure never to refer to him as Jenny. They always called him Albert. They always wanted to look after him in that way. But it all went a bit badly wrong at the end, really, and it didn't reflect well on the people who were charged with the care of Civil War veterans at the time.
1 year later, in 1914, Albert was moved to an asylum.
And they had no interest in Albert not being Jenny Hodgers. And they forced Albert into dresses, and it was all very emotionally distressful until ultimately the following year Albert died.
Albert's fellow war veterans rallied around and made sure that their former comrade received a full military funeral. Albert was buried in Civil War uniform, and the grave simply states, Albert D.J. Cashier, Company G, 95th Illinois Infantry.
It's actually one of the most famous associations that the town of Sonneman has now. The house that Albert lived in is there, that you can visit it. It's quite fascinating story, that to have that perseverance to continue as a man across decades of history.
Jenny Hodgers was the first woman in Illinois to vote, the only woman to serve in the Civil War for the whole time that her unit served, and the only woman to receive a pension for her service in the war.
I find one of the most intriguing things, you know, in what was a very emotionally challenging war, psychologically challenging war, in an area where the fighting was so intense, where you had to march these huge distances, to have the mental strength to have this secret, as well as having to put up with all that. So having to put up with the huge marches, this terrible fighting, but to then always have this secret that you have to keep from all their comrades around you, it takes an incredibly strong person mentally to achieve that.
And Albert Cashier's story was part of Orla Rappel's series Irish Fighters, American War, which was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. You can check out our website for photos of Albert Cashier, who was born in Clarehead as Jenny Hodgers.